NHS across generations. I, for one, benefited from the reforms brought in by Anurin Bevan's 1946 National Health Service Act. The NHS became a reality in 1948. The Tories voted over and over to stop Labour introducing this revolutionary system. Even many GPs and consultants opposed what they perceived as a communist plot against free choice. The NHS nevertheless became a reality. Let us not forget that in the grim days prior to the war, poor people often relied on homemade herbal remedies, and used the home doctor's book to address illness. They were too poor to call for a doctor. The baby boomer generation, of which I was one, obtained free healthcare and medicine. The elderly and the young benefited greatly. For most of us, it has increased health prospects and longevity. My generation is now being accused, indirectly, of living too long. Let us be clear, we have paid into the health service. If everyone paid in through taxes, including the super rich, we could continue to run it. The survival of the NHS is essential. We must all pull together to fight for it. If we don't, future generations will not, and should not forgive us. In the post-war years, people wanted change. This is why Attlee's Labour government came to power. He was the first Prime Minister to form a Labour government with a Commons majority. Young people today face a legion of problems. Not least the lack of affordable housing, secure jobs, student loans, and insecure employment made worse by agency work, short-term contracts and zero-hour contracts. They, above all, should be fighting to preserve what my generation and their forefathers struggled for after two world wars, to make Britain into a land fit for heroes. Peter Asquith Cohen, Kingston upon Hull, Yorkshire.